Cam Wancourt, coming off their event of the year win at the Canadian Tourism Awards. I think even more restaurants were attracted to that. We've got a record number, over 50 restaurants and businesses participating this year in this big food and drink festival. They're even doing lunch specials. I think there's over 20$12 lunch specials that'll be going on during the festival, which is awesome.
I was fist pumping at the launch on Monday when he said that. Yeah. I am a true Canmore luncher. I have my favorite sandwich at every restaurant in town. Community Cafe did it last year and it was great. I'm so glad to see that this area of the event is expanding because we don't just eat dinner.
Also going on, the Progressive Dinner Tours are back, the Olympic Bike Tour is back, the Walking Tour of Downtown. A new Progressive Dinner this year is a bistro tour with Quartetto Gelato, and basically you go to a restaurant, the quartet plays a 20-minute set, you go to another restaurant, they play another set of music. They did a sort of informally last year and it was a big hit.
And they're eating with you.
Yeah.
Like they're on the tour and they are the tour.
And they're going to be a part of the Culinary Symphony, which is back for another year. Beer Fest is back. Wine Fest is back.
The long table dinner, the big brunch. Go to the website, check out what's there.
And look, get tickets now while you still can. Cause like, yeah. I mean, last year Beer Fest sold out. I think a few of the long table dinner sold out. A few of the other ones were quick sellouts too.
Yeah. The fixed price menu things happen the whole course of the festival. However, it's the ticketed events that are really the special occasions. And I think as locals, we have the best ability to access those. Lots of experiences, coffee shops, wine stores, our food manufacturing industry, like Balbella's, Le Chocolatier, these types of businesses. These are all food related and they're all participating because we are a food mecca. You've already participated, Rob.
I know.
With your sexy legs.
Uptown Funk promo video, kicking things off. And my, you know, I've been working out. I forgot to shave my legs that day. But yeah. Other than that, I thought.
Just that day.
Pretty hot. Yeah, just that day.
Just only, that day. Yeah. But everyone should go and check out the video.
And you can go to camwarrencork.com, the website, to see some menus and whet your appetite for the big festival, which kicks off on April 6th.